Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
What is about? There's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
It is Nicole Sandler back with you for hour two of Air America Live today. And this is an interview I've been looking forward to for a long time and dreading at the same time. Glenn Greenwald from Salon.com is going to join us in just a moment. But let me turn to another guy of whom I'm a big fan to sort of explain what it is we're going to talk about. Keith, take it away.
During his run for the presidency, Barack Obama, who taught constitutional law at the University of Chicago, argued strongly against the Bush administration's use of executive authority, including its self-justification, its rationalization of the warrantless wiretapping of American citizens. Our fifth story in the countdown, that was then, this is now. President Obama's Justice Department now not just defending Bush officials from lawsuits surrounding National Security Agency domestic spying, but seeking to expand the government's authority by making it immune from any legal challenge regarding wiretapping ever. Welcome to Change You Cannot Believe In or Sue Over.
All right. Well, Glenn Greenwald in Salon.com on Monday wrote a piece called An Emerging Progressive Consensus on Obama's Executive Power and Secrecy Abuses. And it is sad, but it is true. Glenn Greenwald, thank you for joining us today on Air America.
My pleasure.
Your piece, this piece especially, has been making the rounds on Facebook. I've got to say, I've seen it posted, and I'm not on Facebook all the time, but people keep posting it and spreading the word. I think this is one of the things that separates the left talkers like me from the right. I never heard the right criticize George Bush for the many abuses of his power. But we are holding Barack Obama, I think, to a higher level here, and we expect more of him than this, or we expect better of him than this. Where do we start? Barack Obama's Department of Justice seeks to expand upon these powers that George Bush seized?
Well, I think one of the more disturbing events recently is that one of the hallmarks of the Bush era of lawlessness was that not only would they break the law, but then when they were called upon to answer for their conduct in court, which is how in the American system of government allegations of illegality are resolved, courts evaluate what it was that someone did and decide whether it was illegal. They basically invented or took existing weapons and radically expanded them. That was designed to shield themselves from any judicial accountability at all, basically to block the courts from even looking at what they did, let alone deciding if it was illegal. And the main weapon that they used in order to accomplish that was this thing called the state secrets privilege, which has been around for about 50 years, but extremely rarely used. And they began using it constantly and in ways that had never been used before, and this was one of the principal sources of anger from civil libertarians and liberals and Democrats and Bush critics everywhere. And yet the Obama administration, in case after case now, in three different cases, has invoked that very theory in order to protect Bush policies and Bush programs from any kind of scrutiny at all from courts of law. And that certainly is one of the most disturbing things the Obama administration has done thus far.
I agree with you. So this is one, the state secrets privilege, ostensibly to protect classified information, but it seems, you know, when candidate Obama was talking about the abuses of power by the Bush administration, including the warrantless wiretapping and denying prisoners their right of habeas corpus, Obama condemned them. But these are now the things that he is sort of embracing, these policies. Now, when asked about, for instance, holding the Bush administration, people who worked in the Bush administration accountable for their crimes, his line is, well, I want to look forward, not backward. And some were thinking, okay, well, he'll let Congress do it. But it seems like he's throwing up roadblocks there as well.
Well, a couple things. I mean, first of all, that claim, we want to look forward, not backward, should mm-hmm. be an absolute insult to every American. I mean, just think about what it means. You know, it would be as if somebody went into, you know, someone's home and broke into someone's home and murdered four people, and then we were going to go put them on trial and spend money to investigate and prosecute them and put them in prison. And they said, oh, wait, no. What happened, what I did back then, that was in the past. We have too many important things to, as a country, to be doing and thinking about. We should look to the future, not the past. I mean, every single criminal prosecution, criminal investigation and prosecution, by definition, looks to the past. That's mm-hmm. what the rule of law means.
That's
it means
right.
that when people do the things that we've decided democratically are crimes to do, then we examine and investigate what they've done, and if warranted, we prosecute. So if we accept Obama's claim, oh, well, we look to the future, not the past, what we're really saying is when political leaders, our highest political leaders, break the law and commit some of the most serious crimes we have, war crimes, that they're going to be immunized from any consequences because we want to look to the future and not the past. And I think clearly that's what Obama's saying. And as you say, it's not merely that he's failing to prosecute. I mean, it's still only 3 months into the administration. I think he's entitled to some more time in that regard. He's doing far worse than just failing to prosecute. He's actively intervening in all of these judicial proceedings and invoking extraordinary arguments and taking extraordinary steps, including ones that he's repeatedly criticized when he was a candidate, in order to block these judicial proceedings from going forward and in order to shield and protect the Bush officials who are accused of breaking the law. So it's much more than just failing to act. It's affirmatively taking steps to block the rule of law from proceeding.
Right. And now they're claiming something called sovereign immunity. If I got it right, it sounds like they're saying that the government, and we're talking about the illegal, the warrantless wiretapping program, if the government doesn't publicly release the information they found out about you through illegal means, then you can't sue them. They can only be sued with something called willful disclosure. That is, if they publicly release the information they obtained about you with an illegal surveillance. Is that right?
Right. That's basically right. I mean, what, you know, in general, the government cannot be sued. It actually has this, its roots in a doctrine that was first claimed by the British king, which is, well, I'm the king and I'm the sovereign, and therefore I'm immune from being dragged into court and having to account for what I did. And our government retained that principle, but said that Congress has the right in certain areas when it decides to basically agree that the government can be sued. And Congress, ever since the mid-70s, when all of these eavesdropping abuses were discovered by the Church Commission, passed multiple statutes, FISA, the Wiretap Act, the Stored Communications Act, all of which say that if the government illegally spies on Americans, that the government officials who do that are both committing crimes and can be sued by the citizens who are spied upon illegally. And what the Obama administration is saying, not even the Bush administration ever claimed this, but what the Obama administration is saying is that there's something, a provision in the Patriot Act that severely limits, without actually referencing any of those statutes, it intended silently to basically repeal all those laws and to give the government full-fledged immunity from any lawsuits when it breaks the law in how it spies on Americans unless, as you say, it willfully discloses to the public what it learns when it's illegally spying. So that would mean that Obama and his officials and the Pentagon and the NSA can sit there and knowingly read your emails or listen in on your phone calls and know that they're breaking the law when they do it. They could be aware that they're breaking the law when they do it and do it anyway. And the Obama administration's argument, this new argument that not even Bush made, is that as long as they don't willfully disclose what they hear to the public, maybe they can accidentally disclose it, but as long as they don't willfully disclose it, then you can't sue them. And it's an argument that shocked civil libertarians and the lawyers involved in the lawsuit because it's so extreme that, as I say, not even the Bush Justice Department was willing to make that argument.
Glenn Greenwald of Salon.com is with us here on Air America Live. Now, Barack Obama knows this, too. First of all, he's a brilliant man. Second of all, he taught constitutional law. Now, this past weekend, when he was speaking about the wonderful rescue by the Navy SEALs of the captain who was held by the pirates, he made a faux pas. We would have called it a Bushism if George Bush had done it. But here's what Barack Obama said.
And I want to be very clear that we are resolved to halt the rise of privacy in that region.
Okay, now obviously he meant piracy. Do you think it was a Freudian slip?
Well, I mean, you know, those things are always hard to know for sure, but based on his conduct thus far, he doesn't seem particularly interested in preserving privacy. So I would give that more credence than I might have a couple months ago.
I heard that, and I thought, oh, wait a minute, there's a bigger issue here. Okay, so that's the warrantless wiretapping thing. But now, Barack Obama came into office. One of the first things he did was say, all right, we're shutting down Guantanamo. But it seems like he's got another place in Bagram that may be even worse than Guantanamo. What's going on with that?
Well, this is actually pretty amazing because the complaint about Guantanamo from the very beginning was that it was essentially intended to be what everybody, including Obama, called a legal black hole, which means that if you are taken there, according to the Bush administration, you had no rights of any kind to challenge your detention. So you could be thrown into a cage in Guantanamo, abducted from anywhere in the world, flown to Guantanamo, as we did with hundreds, almost thousands of people, put them in a cage there, and then leave them there for as long as we want, for years and years, without giving them any chance to contest the accuracy of the accusations against them, or to get into a court or have any due process at all. That was always the complaint about Guantanamo as to why it needed to be closed, why it was so un-American. What's amazing is that the Supreme Court in 2008 ruled that it was unconstitutional to bring people to Guantanamo and not give them the right of habeas corpus to get into a court. And Obama cheered that decision at the time and said that was the right decision, that no one can be put into prison without being given the right to some kind of a hearing. And what the Bush administration started doing after that decision was, when we would abduct people from around the world, instead of taking them to Guantanamo, where the court said they have the right to have a habeas corpus review, they would instead start flying them to Afghanistan, to Bagram Air Force Base, where the U.S. maintains a prison. These are not people who are picked up in a battlefield. They're not Afghans. They're not picked up in Afghanistan. They're a lot of them are picked up in United Arab Emirates or Thailand. They're Tunisian, they're Moroccans, and they're flown to Afghanistan. And the position of the Bush administration was, okay, well, you, the Supreme Court, said that if we take them to Guantanamo, we have to give them habeas corpus rights. But we didn't take them to Guantanamo. We took them to Bagram. And our position is that since we took them to Bagram, they're not entitled to any rights of any kind. You haven't said they are. You only said this applies to Guantanamo. And amazingly, the Obama administration 2 months ago filed a brief. The court asked them, well, you're a new administration. Do you have a different position? They filed a brief saying, we agree entirely with the Bush administration. The judge in that case, who is a judge appointed by George Bush, is renowned for being a right-wing pro-government judge, ruled that Obama and Bush were wrong, that people in Bagram have the same rights as those who are in Guantanamo, which is the right simply to have a hearing to determine if they ought to be, if they're wrongfully in prison. And the Obama administration announced last Friday that they are appealing that decision and trying to press forward with their argument that they have the right to create a legal black hole in Bagram.
Wow. I mean, if people aren't outraged over this yet, they need to be. I mean, we're going to see these teabag parties all over the country today when, you know, they're the people sort of without a cause because they're protesting something that's very intangible, when this is the stuff we should be out, you know, raising hell about. So, Glenn Greenwald, I think you're out of the country. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us today because this is so important. And as I stated at the beginning, I like Barack Obama. I like a lot of what he's doing. But we can't let this kind of stuff go by without, you know, raising ire, without calling attention to it. And thank you for your great work on the subject. And we'll keep reading what you do on Salon.com.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Glenn Greenwald. Again, there is a link to that article from my blog at radioornot.com. What do you think? Does this terrify you? What does it say about our president? What does it say about our system of democracy in this country? Where do we go from here? The guy who was our best, I think, last hope to get us off the track that George Bush took us on is now going beyond. It freaks me out. How about you? 866-303-2270. What do we do next? Nicole Sandler on Air America Live. We'll be right back.
Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270.